Senator Koch.
I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail, and the Sergeant is instructed to bring in the absent members. Today's prayer is offered by Senator Gary Kubley, and please remain standing after the prayer for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Shall we pray? Creator God and indwelling Spirit, in a year like the one we're in, Lord, we have an overwhelming need for your gift of forgiveness, not only for those who oppose us, but also for those who have often supported us, and even for ourselves. Help us to see that even though it may not be humanly possible for us to forgive and forget, we can still take that thing done to us or by us and tie it to a point in time. And as we move on from there, we no longer allow it to interfere with our relationships with one another. We think we should be able to forgive and forget because that's the way you forgive, O God. But help us today to remember that we are not you, that we are just called to reflect your ways. So as we struggle with seeing through those things that need forgiveness in others and ourselves, we ask that you remind us to attempt to understand other people's motives, and maybe we'll be able to see that in understanding one another, we cannot help but love them, even as you do, in your strong name. Amen.
Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Bach, Benson, Berglund, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreif, Dibble, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebretson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Laurie, Magnus, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Pogamiller, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vandeveer, Uyghur, Wolf.
A quorum is present. Moving to the second order of business, executive and official communications. There are two printed on page one of today's Senate agenda. Please make note of those. Third order of business, messages from the House. There is one the Secretary will read.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House file number 664 and 786. Alban A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
There is no Senate action necessary on that message from the House. Moving to the fourth order of business, the first reading of House bills. There are several printed on page two of the agenda. First reading. Moving to the fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Koch.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports printed in today's agenda be adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving to the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. There are several printed on page five of the agenda. Second reading. Moving to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. There is one change to the Senate bill introductions on page 3, Senate File 1011 will be referred to Transportation. There are 2 introductions to be read. Secretary will read.
Introduction and first reading of Senate File Number 1016, a bill for an act relating to state government, introduced by Magnus for the Committee on Agriculture and Rural Economies. First reading. Senate File, introduction and first reading of Senate File 1017, a bill for an act relating to health, introduced by Han and Limmer. First reading.
Senate File 1016 will be referred to the Committee on Finance. Senate File 1017 will be referred to Judiciary and Public Safety. First reading. Moving on to the ninth order of business, there are 24 author's motions printed on page 5 and 6 of the agenda. Please make note of those. We will take those as one motion. On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Kelash.
Madam Chair, I move that Senate File 953 be withdrawn from the Committee on Jobs and Economic Growth and re-referred to the Committee on Local Government and Elections.
Senator, any explanation on that?
Yes, it's more of a date extension in the local government unit, and it's the place where the bill belongs. So, thank you.
Excuse me, members. We need to keep the level down just a bit so that people can hear what's going on. On Senator Kelash's motion, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Perry.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 604 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on State Government, Innovation, and Veterans.
Any explanation on that motion, Senator Perry?
An overzealous, fast-moving staff member put it in the wrong location, so I'd appreciate it back.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President. And I would move that Senate File 885 be withdrawn from the Committee on Rules and Administration and re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety. Madam President and members, this is the revisor's bill. It needs to go to Judiciary first, and then we will have it back in Rules.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. There are several Senate resolutions printed in today's agenda, 59, 60, and 61, that will be referred to Rules. Move on to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Senator Cohen.
Madam President, if I might be allowed a point of personal privilege.
State your point of personal privilege, Senator.
Well, Madam President, the majority has had the opportunity, but the minority, some are missing, but the minority has not had the opportunity to congratulate Senator Benson on the birth of her baby last week. To have a baby last week show up this week working is quite something. I should mention, I don't know where my seatmate went, she's been muttering all week about why did she get to take care of it and I can't. But I understand the baby's name is Claire. Things are going well. The other thing members should be aware of is apparently Claire is fairly precocious, has actually begun talking. And I understand what I've been told is the first words were the words uttered by children down through the generations. Mom, when is the legislative session going to end? Is what Claire said. But congratulations, Senator Benson, on behalf of the minority.
Okay, members. Members, might I remind you that although very well-deserved from Senator Benson, clapping a demonstration is inappropriate on the Senate floor. Members, so is booing the president. Senator Benson.
Madam President, point of personal privilege, I want to say a deeply felt thanks from my family, including the baby Claire, for all the support that I have received here in the Senate. I'm grateful to be back in doing this work, and that I can be a mom and a senator at the same time in the same place is a tremendous blessing. So thank all of you.
I have several excuses. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Jungbauer and Rest all day. Further announcements of Senate interest, Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President and members. A couple of announcements I wanted to give you a little. Well, first of all, Senator Cohn, if you noticed, the finance chair got the first baby named after her. I didn't know if you had any babies named after you. No. Senator Roebling is taking credit for that, I guess, born in a budget year. For this week and next week, members, I thought I'd just give you a little idea of the schedule. I hope that'll be helpful. So tomorrow we would meet on the floor at 11 and spend a couple, we'll do some general orders, but largely I want to make sure that committees are able to get to work. Committees have some really heavy lifting to do. On Friday, we will meet right now at 9 a.m. is the intention. Purely we will convene. Then the committees will go to work. We'll need to meet back later to shuffle some committee reports, but there will be no voting done on Friday. That would not be we would not take up any voting. It would be purely just to move committee reports on Friday after we come back. Committees, though, several committees will be meeting all day on Friday. At this moment, we will not be meeting on the floor on Saturday, but the following week, assume Monday through Wednesday. At this point, we'd be looking to start at 10 a.m. Monday through Wednesday, and we will work until we are finished. We have several bills each day that we need to get through, and the intention would be to work to completion. We'll let you know as that comes up which bills we intend to take up the following days. On Thursday, we would likely start at 8:30 or 9. We're going to start a little early because we have to end a little early to accommodate some members. And then at this point, we do not have a session scheduled for next Friday at this point. So tomorrow and Friday, definitely meeting. Tomorrow at 11, we'll do some general orders. Friday will be at 9 a.m., but there will be no votes, and then we'll be recessing and coming back to move committee reports. So hope that's helpful. Oh.
Further announcements, Senator Hahn.
Thank you, Madam President. Just wanted to announce that the Health and Human Services Committee will reconvene at 1 o'clock in room 15 and encourage members to be there.
Thank you. Further announcements, Senator Michelle.
Thank you, Madam President. I did not boo you.
and I appreciate
it. At least that you know. members, the Senate Jobs and Economic Growth Committee will convene immediately after session. And we're going to get kicked out of our room in 38 minutes, so we'll appreciate a lot of hustle from our members.
Further announcements, Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President. One final announcement before adjournment. For committee chairs, I'm going to be canceling the Wednesday committee chair meeting. I think it's committees are working hard. So thank you for that. And then, Madam President, I would move that we adjourn until Thursday, March 24th at 11 a.m.
Senator Koch has moved. We adjourn until Thursday, March 24th at 11 a.m. On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.